Blog Talk Radio.
Had a great weekend. Hope everybody has been enjoying the cooler temperatures like we've been getting. I mean, it has just been totally insane, the prices, the temperatures the last couple of days. I mean, I definitely think Mother Nature is off of her bipolar pills. Because, I mean, where else, I mean, some of the lows have been in the 60s the last couple of mornings. I know I had a chance to spend some time in the great outdoors of Northwest Arkansas. And, I mean, it was beautiful. If you've seen the pictures on Facebook, you kind of got an idea. I want to talk about. Phone lines are open. 323-642-1128. If you got questions or comments or answers, something you want to talk about, I mean, we'll be glad to talk about it. The board is live today. Last night, WWE Battleground was last night. John Cena retained the WWE title. So, congratulations to y'all. Football. Hey, just over 40 days, I think it's like 42 or 41 days away. So, you know, that's just around the corner. John Bon Jovi has expressed interest in maybe purchasing the Buffalo Bills, and there was some hesitation about that, but John Bon Jovi has said if he is able to buy the Buffalo Bills, that he is not going to move them out of Buffalo. So there you got that. Dana White, MMA news. Dana White has said that Gina Rano will sign the contract that the fight with her and Ronda Rousey will take place in December. So, I'm slowly getting on the Ronda Rousey wagon. I've made it no secret that I do not care for Ronda Rousey that much, simply for the way the title situation. I mean, yeah, she was a great champion in other functions, but I'm just a firm believer that if you come into a new promotion, you fight for the belt. You don't have the belt just handed to you. And so, but I got to admit, I'm slowly getting on the Rousey bandwagon. Not there yet, but I'm slowly getting there, especially after the knockout in the last fight, broke her hand and knocked the old girl out less than 20 seconds. So, that kind of Guest 1155 is over in the chat room. Welcome. Hope you enjoy the show today. The Fast 30 Minutes in Sports Talk Radio. So, football just around the corner. Basketball still, the NBA developmental league has resigned. So anxious to see what that. Florida State and Miami have been picked to win the ACC division. So Rory McIlroy went out and won the British Open for his third major in his career, and he did it in impressive style. He pretty much led that thing from beginning to end. Tiger Woods made the cut. So he's slowly getting back. I mean, I wish Tiger would stop dinking with his golf swing, because he has an outstanding golf swing. I just wish he would leave it alone and, concentrate on what he's got. All right. So that's that. NASCAR boys did their thing. I think they did their thing over the weekend. Did they have a race this weekend? The Camping World RV Sales, Brad Keselowski. Well, that race was 2 weeks ago, so they had the weekend off. NASCAR has announced that they are going to make it easier for the television viewers to identify the racers who are part of the Cup. As you know, they have the Cup, but they've made it easier to identify what cars are part of the Cup. And so what they're doing is they're putting yellow numbers on the roof, a yellow strip across the top of the front windshield, and some other places to make the cars more identifiable when you're watching them on the TV. There you go. I've never been a fan of the Cup, but, it is what it is. I'm trying to come down with a cold. I will not say for sure. I'm looking down the sheet. See if there's anything in MMA land. I did want to announce Adrenaline Fight League has announced their next event, and that is going to be, once again, Springfield, Missouri outdoor event, and that event is going to be, I believe the day has been set for September 6th. So you can find them on Facebook and check out some of the pictures that are being posted from Adrenaline Fight League. Good stuff, as always. They've been having some really good crowds at the outdoor shows, and once again, it's my pleasure to be doing the ring announcing for them. So just hanging out, feeling good for the Adrenaline Fight League up in Springfield, Missouri. At the last fight, didn't have the technical issues that we had a couple of months ago when we were up there. So we're getting this thing together, so we just keep inviting people. Tell your buddies, tell your friends. If you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, come out and support Springfield MMA and the Adrenaline Fight League. They had some good fights, kind of had some controversy stuff going on, but it is what it is, and we're going to get this stuff figured out. Like I say, here, hold on a minute. I got to do some stuff here. Okay, hold on. Once again, like I say, what about all this crazy weather? It's beautiful. I love it. I mean, I don't mind a little cool weather once in a while. So I'm kind of sitting here glancing through the photos from the Adrenaline Fight League. I got to copy that one. That's a cool picture. Had some birthday announcements on there, so it was all good. Oh, let's see here. What's good? The phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. I was hoping to get my little buddy Clint Davis on here, maybe give us an update on what's going on with Extreme Fighting, Inc. They got a big event coming up here. Can't remember the exact date right off the hand, but hopefully Clint Davis will get on here, give us some update on that particular event, so we can let the fans know. Want to say hello to all my sponsors out there, Max Sunglasses. It's all in the lens, high definition lenses. I've got a pair of Max sunglasses. I've had them since January or February, and I have not worn any other sunglasses since then. That's how good of a sunglasses they are. And so they're the new official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, so we just want to give a big shout-out to Max Sunglasses. Also want to give a big shout-out to Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law in Muskogee, Oklahoma, the place to be. Got a big MMA or a Muay Thai tournament that will be taking place in November, first weekend in November. That's a big Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center. Look up Striking Fight. Look them up, and if you're a Muay Thai fighter or a Muay Thai fight team and you want to get some people in on this tournament, USMTA, United States Muay Thai Association, the one taking, being a supporter of this big told y'all I was going to sneeze soon, and y'all didn't listen to it. So there you go. Once again, it's the second year for this tournament. Had a really great turnout last year. Hoping for a bigger turnout this year. So once again, if you are a Muay Thai fighter, or you have a Muay Thai fight team, look up Striking Fight and get all the information about that big tournament. Ty Pilgrim, the man behind that tournament. So get over there and check it out. It's all good stuff. All right. Getting back to the sports page, seeing what's going on. I think we got some afternoon baseball. Got the scores for you. Hold on. No, we don't have any afternoon baseball. Everything's under the light tonight. So, let's see here. Let's get in here. New York Giants guard retires after 10 seasons. San Francisco 49ers, they are close to getting their new facility. It's under construction. Rams linebacker
Jolon Dunbar and former Sacramento Kings player Dante Green have both been arrested for fighting outside a Miami Beach nightclub, fighting each other. So there you go. Once again, these guys acting like idiots. I hope somebody just pops and puts them in jail, gets it over with. Personally, maybe teach these guys that, you know, you are under a microscope and you have got to learn to conduct yourself.
According to me today, saying hello to them. All right. Where's my buddy Clint Davis? He's not here today. 15 minutes left on the show today.
Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. Shout out to Granny Hulkster, Clint Davis, Eric Stevens, a whole lot more people out there. Let's go down the list. Let me give a shout-out to Tammy, Amy, Mitzi, Eric, Jesse, Katina, All-Star MMA, Rhonda, Caitlin, Clintbo, Gabriel, Aaron Campbell, Haley Vaughn, and Gina Huntress. I'm kind of excited for my cousin, Haley Vaughn. She's listening to the show today. We're going to sing her praises on the Greg Skrull Show today, but she has accepted a job with ESPN. And she is going to be working in their North Carolina office with the SEC network. So very happy for her. Hope she does really well. All right. Has anybody gone and seen the new Planet of the Apes movie? I've been thinking about possibly going to see it, but I can't seem to make up my mind. So if somebody can call in, give me a movie review on the Planet of the Apes, I would appreciate it. Now, I'll tell you the movie I am. I admit it, there is one movie that I am kind of getting jacked up about, if that's a good word to use. And that's the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Yes, I admit it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Kind of getting excited about it. So we may have to have a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle watch party. Let me know what you think. Oh, I want to say hello to my buddies over at Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Moxie Nutrition, and Live Right Nutrition, all members of the Herbalife Nutrition family. I'm telling you, boys and girls, if you're looking at getting healthy, not just losing weight, but if you're interested in getting healthy and, you know, just living a healthier lifestyle, then you need to check out Herbalife. I've been on it since last September. I've lost almost 30 pounds. I'm down to 235. I'm feeling good. My energy is great. So you really, it's like I say, it's not just about losing weight. It's about overall nutrition. I mean, I know people, I have met people that have been on Herbalife and they've been able to cut back on medicines for different ailments and stuff. So, like I say, if you've been wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, the green tea will boost your energy. I drink 3 glasses a day of a green tea with aloe juice. The aloe juice is good for heartburn and heartburn, acid reflux, ulcers, and it'll really make a difference. I've had my mom using it, and she's been able to notice a difference in the way she feels. So I definitely invite you to try it out. Give me a call if you want to have any questions. Call me at 888-361-8725. If I don't answer for some reason, leave a message. I'll get back with you. I want to give a big shout-out. Brad Johnson, head basketball coach for the Farmington Lady Cardinals. Glad to see Brad listening to the show today. Once again, we got about 10 minutes left for the show, 323-642-1128. Once again, I want to give a big shout-out. Max Sunglasses, it's all in the high-def lenses. I mean, trust me, folks, if you have not tried a pair of Max sunglasses, I definitely invite you to find a pair, try them out. Give me a call. I will set you up with a pair. You'll enjoy them. Once again, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Ty Pilgrim. Nick Moody, good friend of mine up in St. Louis, Missouri. He just chimed in. He's on listening to the show today. All-Star MMA, Brad Johnson, and a cast of thousands. Is that my southern accent coming again? The set cast thousands listening to the show today. That's good. Answering some. All right. Let's see. I want to say hello to my friend Maddie Stewart. She's out there. Clint Bo, it says he's out there listening, but for some reason, Clint Bo's not in a talkative mood today. So hopefully we'll get Clint Davis on the show Wednesday, get an update on Extreme Fighting, Inc. and their next big event. Of course, we got the big Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma. We also got the boys up at Adrenaline Fight League, got a big event. They've already got a ladies fight booked for that card, so that's going to be exciting. Once again, if you're a fan of good MMA action, we invite you to come up there. I'm pulling up the card right now. Like I say, they've just started working on the card. AFL Ladies Flyweight Champion, Crystal Zalist Manus, taking on Lena Thau out of Rogers, Arkansas. If I remember correct, Lena is with TCB Fight Team. Tyler Johnson, the Honey Badger, he's going to be defending his title. They haven't named an opponent for him yet, but that fight's going to be going down. Wes Blakey taking on Dylan Hilton. Bobby Hurd taking on Josh Bill, Sean Boone, Kyle Bama Boy Green, Justin Chaney, and Alan Applegate. Those are some of the preliminary fights. Once again, card is subject to change. So that's probably going to change several times between now and September 6th. So just keep your ears right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hey, big shout-out, Matt Wolfman Howell. He just had chimed in that he's listening. Mike Crawford, owner of Rage in the Cage over near Oklahoma City. He is listening to the show today. Daniel Flynn, good friend of mine. He's a Herbalife distributor and a health nutrition coach. If you're looking for a good way to get healthy and get some good support, Daniel Flynn, he's over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and he has fit camps going on over there. And people are hesitant about losing weight because they don't have a lot of support. Well, these fit camps, there's a group. They have a group of them that's over there working out, getting healthy. So some of them have lost about 25 to 30 pounds. So if they can do it, you can do it. So if you're in the Muskogee, Oklahoma, if you're in the Tahlequah, Oklahoma area, look up Daniel Flynn. You find him on Facebook, Native Nutrition. and they will get you the 411 on getting healthy. All right, boys and girls, we got about 4 minutes left on the show. A little over 4 minutes. Once again, we'll be back on the air Wednesday, so we invite you to call your buddies, call your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. And we'll just talk. Hopefully we're going to get Clint Davis. I want to get Clint's opinion on now I know the guys are amateurs, so they're fighting for basically fighting for free. But I want to have a little roundtable discussion about fighters that sign up for shows and then back out. Now, I can understand work situations. I can understand family situations. But don't you think it kind of makes you look like a wuss, to put it nicely? Don't you just kind of make you look like scared or afraid if you sign up for a card and then you just all of a sudden back out? Like I say, I understand a work situation. I understand family situation. But my opinion is if you sign up for a card, even if you go get your butt handed to you, at least you had the cojones to step in the cage. So hopefully we can get Clint Davis. Clint Davis will put the word around, get some fighters to call in on this. And, you know, maybe Eric Stevens can call in on this. Just have a little 30-minute roundtable discussion about fighters who sign up to fight on a card and then they back out. So, I mean, this is some of the stuff I'm following. So definitely, you know, let's get to the bottom of this. And just kind of get an idea of what's what. I want to say hello to my buddy Jennifer Stamey, one of the most beautiful women I know. Yeah, I'm sending her a text message. Okay, so anyway, shout out to Jennifer Stamey, Carolyn Gore. You know, I got friends, Anitzi. I got people just bouncing in and out. Sharice Williams, big shout-out to Sharice, a great fighter. I got people bouncing in and out of my show all day. All right, the little voice in my ear just said, you got 90 seconds. So, all right. So we're going to get ready. We're going to get out of here. Once again, we will be back on the air Wednesday, 3 o'clock, so call your buddies, call your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't be afraid to call in, even if it's just to say hi. We want to hear from you. So if I can get Gene and the boys to get that beautiful music, we're going to do that. Everybody, have a great time.